Hey, Smutters.
What up, homies?
How's your week been?
Oh, well, Jan, it's not been that bad. How about yours?
It's not my name. I mean, it's been okay. It's been so hot.
It's because I'm around.
That's true. But outside, it's been really hot.
I am one sexy bitch.
Yeah, you are. So, we were just watching a thing about Five Nights at Freddy's, the movie. And I am super excited about it.
Yeah, it's going to be cool, too. Because you know why I'm excited?
Why?
Is because it's coming out at theaters and on Peacock at the same time. Which means I don't have to take you and Ashlyn to the theater to see it.
I'm not really allowed to play that game anymore. Troy used to get so mad at me every time I play because I cannot handle the jump scares. And I would scream so loud and throw my tablet across the room. And he was like, enough of it. Y'all cannot play this anymore.
Yeah, when you have to start buying tablets all the time.
So, but yeah, I'm super excited because Ashlyn and I have gotten back into the game. And we've been playing the sister location. And I can't get past level one on that. She can get pretty far.
Ashlyn's really good at all video games.
She really is. Which is surprising. Yeah, like, we're good at Call of Duty. I cannot, for the life of me, get past the first levels of Five Nights at Freddy's. I just can't. I freak out too bad.
I've never played it. I'm not into it.
You need to. No. But, like, when we first... So, when we first found Five Nights at Freddy's, Ashlyn and I looked up all the lore. We studied it so much, like the backstory and everything. And then she wanted to have a Five Nights at Freddy's birthday party. So, how old was she?
I don't know. Eight?
Yeah, I want to say around eight. But I was like, you know, I don't think that if you invite your friends, their parents would want to send them to a Five Nights at Freddy's birthday party. Exactly. I mean, the game is based on killing children. So... she was like, okay. And I was like, so if we do this, it's just going to be you and the family. And she was like, okay, y'all, I decorated that dining room. I made Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria in our house. It looks so good. I worked so hard on that.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, we had a blast, though. And, you know, she was happy with it. It was what she wanted. And so we love some Five Nights at Freddy's. And I'm so, so excited about the movie. It's going to be so good. But anyway,
enough of that. So what's Tonight about?
I've had issues with Tonight.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
Because usually I'm off on Thursdays and I spend most all day working on our story. And then if there's any parts I need to tie up, I'll, you know, work Friday and early Saturday on it. And Troy had mentioned that he wanted to do Giants, so I started with the Nephilim and working my way into Giants. There's not a lot on it. And so I was like, well, let me find some podcasts that have done it and see what they say about it. And they didn't say a lot about it. And it's just, it's a very hard subject to do. So I still want to work on it, but I just feel like I need more time. So, Troy had another idea, and I love this idea, because I was like, I guess we'll just do some kind of cryptid. Yeah,
something we've never done before.
Yeah. So, what we're going to do is just kind of...
we're going to talk about current events.
Current events, y'all. Weird stuff that has been going on around the globe.
Like, you can't open any type of social media or turn on the TV even... without something supernatural or weird fucking going on.
And, you know, I've wondered if we see it more because of the stuff that we look up.
No. No? Because it's on the news. Like, it's, I look up news. Fox News and they're talking about it.
I mean, UFOs are just,
and
you know.
Like, I was in the car and on the local radio station, the DJ started talking about it.
Ashlyn told me about it in the car earlier. She was like, oh, did you hear about this? And I was like, oh, yeah. And so we are going to talk about some current events. I'm not 100% how, I don't want to say true, But, I mean, there's the one.
The people that reported it.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I believed it was when I started working on it today. I'm kind of excited and kind of nervous about this episode. So just bear with us about this. Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
All right. So, as I said, we've
got... bear with the story because this is something we've never done before. But the only reason I suggested it is simply because there's just so much... I mean, literally, there's just so much crazy shit going
on.
So
much.
Not only in just regular politics and all this other stuff that we won't discuss.
Right.
But just so much craziness.
Exactly. So, as I said, we've got four stories that we'll go over. And one of them I'm sure that most of you guys have heard about because I know I got a message about one of them and then you sent me the same thing. And I'm just like, everybody's over the moon about this. And it's just, it's a crazy story.
Oh, and speaking of the moon, it's gaining some traction about how they never, like, you know, everybody's always said that it was fake. They faked the moon landing. But now it's gaining traction again, which I think is kind of crazy.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a lot more talk about it now. Like, I think one of the astronauts was on an interview and was like, yeah, we never went.
Yeah. You know? I've been reading up about that because I listen to so many conspiracy theory podcasts, y'all. That's, like, my favorite thing to do. And, hearing all the evidence and the, well, what about this and this and this? And
but then you think about it, like, I mean, think about what CGI was back when in the 90s, and then think about what it was trying to be like in the 50s and 60s and all that. So, you know,
two-sided
coin.
Yeah, that's probably a good story to do is the moon landing, which I would love to because I have so many questions and thoughts about that too. So, I thought you'd probably just be like, shut up, it's real, you know? But
hell, you see so much stuff now, it makes you second guess everything you've ever known.
It really, truly does. So, we're going to start off with the aliens in the backyard.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure most of y'all have heard about this, but Troy sent me the article. And it actually has the 911 call.
Well, I had heard this on the radio, and then you were at work, and I texted you. I'm like, hey, did you hear about this? And you're like, no. I was like, well, let me see if I can find it. So I barely typed in a little bit of the description, and then there was a million things about it.
Yeah. So this is very exciting, y'all. It's very, it's a lot like Signs.
Yeah.
You know it? And if you guys have never seen Signs, that is a wonderful alien movie. So, this happened in Las Vegas, and it is very Mars Attacks to me. If y'all have ever seen that movie, that's a wonderful movie too. But if exactly, like if you'll remember, everything happened in Las Vegas, just like it's happening now. So, a Las Vegas family claims that something crashed in their backyard, prompting them to call 911 about non-human beings. The thing is, this time, several people saw it.
The police cam too, right?
I believe
so. The beam or whatever.
Yeah. On April 30th, around 11:50 p.m., a Las Vegas Metro police officer's body camera video recorded as something streaked low across the sky. Several people across Eastern California, Nevada, and Utah reported seeing the flash, according to the American Meteor Society. Sources tell the 8 News Now investigators that it is likely something crashed into the yard, but exactly what remained unclear more than a month later. Drone video showed a circular imprint in the dirt.
About, and these people wasn't playing either.
Oh, no.
This was no prank.
No. About 40 minutes later, a man called 911 saying he and his family saw something fall from the sky and that there were two moving things in his Northwest Valley backyard. Now, here's the call, the caller. There's like an 8-foot person beside it and another one is inside and it has big eyes and it's looking at us and it's still there, he told the dispatcher. Okay, where is this on your property? It's in my backyard, and I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually, we're terrified. So there's two people. There's two subjects in your backyard. Correct. And they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 foot, 10 foot. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes. Like, I can't explain it. And a big mouth. They're shiny eyes, and they're human. They're 100% not human. Okay. The Metro Police call log the 8 News Now investigators obtained shows several other family members confirmed the sighting to the police. The dispatcher, the dispatcher sent two officers to the home to investigate. The 8 News Now investigators obtained body camera video from both of the officers. I'm so nervous right now, one officer said as he is preparing to drive to the house. I had butterflies, bro. Saw a shooting star, and now these people say there's aliens in their backyard. Officers arrived at the home about a half hour after the 911 call. What did you see? One officer asked a witness. It was like a big creature, one witness said. A big creature? The officer said. Yeah, more than 10 feet tall, the witness replied. I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky too, the officer said. So that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? Now, there's a video, and the video shows the officer walking into the backyard to investigate, but Metro Police blacked out that part of his body camera of the video, citing the privacy laws. Is that really what it was?
I have no idea.
I don't believe in it, but what I saw right now, I do believe in it, a witness told the police. You guys seem like legit scared, so I don't blame you, an officer replied. Around the same time, another witness told police they saw an SUV circling in the area. While one officer is investigating in the backyard, a second officer is talking to neighbors driving by. This might sound like a real dumb question, but did you guys see anything falling out of the sky? An officer asked a passenger in a passing car. I would normally discount it as probably not real, but however, seeing as one of my partners said they saw it too, This is the only reason I'm investigating it further. Metro Police's investigation turned up no concrete evidence as of Wednesday. While initially open for several days, the department has since closed the case. The family said officials returned to the home over several days to investigate. Hey, if those 9-foot beings come back, don't call us, an officer said as he walks away from the house and back to his cruiser, which that really pisses me off. It takes them 30 damn minutes to get there. These people are terrified, and they're like, you know what? Just don't call us if it happens again. You know? But
what the hell are they going to do, though?
Yeah, but still, that's who you're supposed to call if something like that happens. They're scared. And then the representatives from a nearby Creech and Nellis Air Force Base said that they were not involved in the incident and suggested contacting the Metro Police. A spokesperson for the Pentagon did not immediately respond to questions regarding the event. And then they decided to say that calling in a hoax is a Category E felony in Nevada.
But they wasn't hoaxing.
Exactly. So they make them feel like shit, and then they're like, but you realize this is a felony, you know? Like, no, it wasn't. They saw something. They're, yeah. I mean, yes, this is all Mars attacks.
And not to mention that the Pentagon has released all of these UFO sightings lately, too.
Yeah, Pentagon, you aren't the only ones that see UFOs. Regular people see them too, obviously.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
I've never seen one. Hey, remember that video that I sent you of in Vegas over the casino?
That's what I was saying to you earlier, that it was everything was happening in Vegas because Troy did send me a video, and it was at a nightclub or something.
Yeah.
And everybody was standing outside looking up, and it was gigantic. It was like just hovering above this nightclub. And you can look that up too, y'all, because I'm sure it'll pop up. I mean, just like that did for you. But this really just irked me how they treated these people. I don't like it. I mean, and also an SUV driving around after, do you think it's the Men in Black?
It's possible.
I mean, that's so crazy. Like,
And not to mention the thing that I saw the other day where it was a guy who claimed to be part of the Men in Black.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Was he the one talking about fluoride in the water or something? Mm-hmm. How, yeah, he was saying that, and I've heard this before, the government puts fluoride in the water to kind of zombie you out. So you aren't as aware of everything going on around you. Is that what he was saying?
That and population control.
Population control. Okay. So, that too. So y'all just stick to energy drinks. That's what I do.
But you okay. do have to realize, I mean, this planet is way over, like, populated, you know. Maybe Thanos was right.
I was about to say, thank you, Thanos. Okay. This next story, I got to find the picture that goes with it. This next story is kind of crazy. I'm not 100% where it's from. But Troy actually sent me this video last night. This is all we do, y'all, send back and forth videos to each other.
If you watch them.
This one was really strange. It was a mom talking to her daughter. And the thing is, after this whole conversation that I'm going to read you that they had, I looked it up to see if what they were saying was actually factual. And it was. So we're going to go over this, and keep in mind, that little girl was probably, what, 3, 4?
Something like that.
This little girl...
She could barely talk.
Yeah, she could barely talk, but then she started, like, opening up. So the little girl was, I mean, she was in footy pajamas. She was a little, little girl. And so what this is a kid explaining to her mom how she's not really her mom, okay? So, this is the little girl. How many kids do you have? And this is her mom. 4. You have 3. I have 4, said the mom. How? Said the little girl. Well, her mom names all the kids, and I'm not going to do that just because, you know, I don't know these people, and I don't know if they want their names out there. I mean, they're on Instagram, but still, it's not my place to call their names out. She names all the kids, including the little girl. And the little girl says, but you don't have 4 kids. Well, why not? You just don't, because I don't live with you. Well, where do you live? Said the mom. In Sand Springs. In Sand Springs? Yep. With who? My grandfather. Now, when the little girl says my grandfather, it flashes across the screen and it says, where did she hear the word grandfather? So I'm guessing like she may not have a grandfather. She calls him like Papa or something like that. You know what I'm saying? She probably doesn't say grandfather at like 3 years old. So the mom says, well, when you go to bed, you're here. So that means you live with me. The little girl says, I know, because I stay the night. You stay the night with me? Yeah, I stay the night every night. Because where? At your house, because my grandfather died. Now, some of this gets a little jumbled because, you know, she's little. When did your grandfather die? Well, since our house is bleeding everywhere inside of it.
This is I would have already taken that kid right, to the fire station.
You're done. And she goes, like the little girl goes on. And she says, remember whenever it our house is on the street, remember on the street? And she said, your house on the street bleeds. And the little girl said, no, my house. My mom, she climbed up it and turned into a monster and she died. So now she's dead. Your mom's dead? Yeah, my grandfather and my mom. So now I live with you. What's your name? Angelie. Angelie Grace Dye. Who's Angelie? Me. And that's why you have 3 kids. That was the end of the video. Y'all, I looked up Angelie Grace Dye. She was murdered. She's a real person that lives in Sand Springs. There is no possible way. Like, I'm getting chills now talking about it.
Yeah, there's no way a little girl like that would know half that.
So, I found this. Murder victim identified as Angelie Grace Dye. Sand Springs murder victim identified as Angelie Grace Dye. She was a resident of Sand Springs, Oklahoma, and her death has come as a shock to the community. According to reports, Dye was involved in an incident that resulted in severe injuries. Sadly, she passed away due to her injuries. The authorities are investigating the incident, and further details will be made available as soon as possible. Here's the thing. They won't release details. I have searched and searched, and I cannot find any details on what happened to Angelie Grace Dye.
But the fact is, she yes. told the full name and that she's dead. And
exactly.
This little girl is probably couldn't even really pronounce that name.
Yes. I mean, the way she said it, it was like, it wasn't a little girl talking because she was just like, Angelie. Like, she, that's a tough name for a little kid to say, I would think, you know? Mm-hmm. And the fact that she said Sand Springs and, you know, the whole name. I don't know where this little girl's from, but I know when our daughter was probably that age, she had no idea where she lived. Like, she thought there's, we have a river in Chattanooga, and there's like this little forest place type in the middle of it. And we'd drive by and she'd tell me it was China. So like, which it was cute for her to be little like that and be like, there's China, Mom. But, yeah, there's no way this little girl knew what Sand Springs, Oklahoma was. So that just, it floored me and it gave me chills. And I had to tell that story. It's not a long story. I don't know what's happened, but
we will continue to try to find.
Absolutely. I would really like to know what happened to the girl that...
The real girl.
The real girl. I found a picture of her. She was a beautiful young girl. Very young. Looked maybe in her early 20s or late teens.
I don't know. I can't tell ages anymore.
I really can't either. But so she's probably 50.
Like that kid
I don't know.
That was playing football for LSU. That was talking with Livy Dunn.
I thought he was 12.
I thought he was in middle school. And evidently she was talking to him about coming to the school. Like, yeah. Just floored me.
Yeah, it's insane. But, so there's that. And, yes, like Troy said, we are definitely going to try to figure out what did happen to Angelie. Because, like I said, you can look up the name and see if you can find anything yourself. That video will pop up if you look up the name. I don't think there's any way the mom could have coached her little girl to say that. I wouldn't do something like, I would not tell my kid to be like, just say I'm not your mom, you know, especially at that age, you know, well, ever, but especially at that age.
And they still wouldn't understand it.
Yeah. Like, you know? Why are you telling me that? So now here's another one. And I think this guy that I found this, he may be a TikToker, but I saw a reel on Instagram that a friend of mine sent me. And the guy's name is The Real Kali Lu. So this, I just had to talk about this because I just kind of hope it's real.
Speaking of TikTok, I have no idea who Matt Reef is. Quit blowing up social media about seeing him. Nobody knows who he is.
Oh, because he's coming to Chattanooga?
I guess. I don't know.
Is that his name? I thought it was Riff.
I don't know.
I don't know his name. Okay. We're going to get a lot of bad comments on that one. So the next one is about dragons.
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 Where are my dragons?
My dragons. Okay. This, I just love that. I don't love it because somebody does get hurt. But if it were a thing, it'd be kind of crazy. So, scientists evidently created dragons in Beijing.
Oh, the little skinny ones?
The little bitty ones that I sent you?
The skinny long ones?
No. I sent you this thing.
I didn't watch that.
Awesome. They were genetically cloned and brought back by scientists. And last year, a dragon corpse was allegedly found in the Taimoshan Mountains. It was frozen for more than 10,000 years and had preserved scales, claws, and skin. So, what did they do? They started cloning. That's what you do when you find a deadly animal.
Well, of course.
They took DNA and combined it with lizards found today, all different kinds, even Komodo dragons, which...
Those things are huge and scary.
Good job, scientists. I used to want one of those when I was little. I didn't realize how scary they were, though. I thought they were just, like, big lizards. It evidently created a new species of dragons, and some even had wings. We know this because a hacker intercepted the emails that were being sent to the government. It showed that one of the dragons that had Komodo dragon DNA developed a toxic venom. So, it bit one of the scientists and he started to go rabid in a zombie-like state. Even trying to bite other scientists and pass on the venom. None were bitten, but they are still holding the scientists in a locked safe room. Therefore, causing the zombie apocalypse, y'all.
Hey, remember that video I sent you?
Yes! And I was trying to, like, figure out... I couldn't remember, because you sent me that a long time ago. And what was that about? Like, that video was insane.
Yeah. I don't know. It just... The zombies are already here, and I think it was Malaysia or somewhere like that. And they were running, too.
They were World War Z zombies, y'all. Yeah. That's something I do not want.
It's not scary zombies.
No.
Well, I mean not fast-moving zombies.
Yeah, like, if we're going to have them, I'd rather not World War Z zombies. yeah, the one you sent me there, I'm like, was it a subway train or something? And they basically locked them in there because these people were... They were scary, like so scary, but they looked like straight up like zombies and just acting crazy and stuff. So I didn't know if that was real or not. I couldn't find the video for it to double check anything. And even this dragon thing, like, I don't know how real it is. I tried to look it up and a few videos popped up for TikTok and stuff. But also, would they let something like this get out is a thing. So, y'all know how I am with dragons. So, part of me, I'm just like, oh my God, it's dragons. We may actually get to see a dragon.
Yeah, but remember the other movie with dragons? What happened when it was finally discovered?
Oh my gosh.
Rain of Fire.
Y'all, that movie's so good. I love that, man. I was rooting for the dragons. I love those dragons.
They took over the world.
They were a bunch of little Drogons flying around is what they were. They were amazing. They did take over the world. Y'all need to watch that movie because Troy had been telling me about it for years. And then I was like, okay, well, he started watching it and I finally, you know, just started watching it. I could watch that movie all the time. It is so good. But anyway, it's about these dragons and they kind of take over the world and people have to live underground to avoid them. And it's not like crazy talking dragons or anything. It's like fucking Game of Thrones dragons, like a bunch of them. And it's so freaking cool. And it's got Matthew McConaughey in it. And it's got Christian Bale.
Yeah. What, is that Christian Bale?
Yeah. I think it is. And they act out Star Wars Underground, too.
Yeah.
That's like they're
teaching kids about...
Well, they didn't have, like, electricity or cable or anything. So they're acting out a show for them every night. And they're doing the Star Wars movies. It's really cool. But yes, it's called Rain of Fire. Y'all must watch that movie. So, oh my goodness, we're almost done. That's okay. We'll chatter for you guys. And
we can sing.
Definitely do that. Okay. So, the last one we're doing.
You are my sunshine.
Please, not yet.
My only sunshine.
The last story that we're doing is for you.
For me.
For you. We are doing the London Hammer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So.
Alrighty. Let's roll.
When I say the London Hammer, I'm not talking about London, England. I'm sorry, you guys. We love y'all so much. But I'm actually talking about London, Texas. I didn't know there was a London, Texas. Did you?
Yes.
You did not.
Yes, I did. There's like a Loudoun, Tennessee, even.
That's Loudoun. This is London.
Oh.
See, you didn't know.
You didn't know.
So.
Better watch yourself.
Watch yourself. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I got some news real quick.
Okay.
Wait, before you get to that. Guys, speaking of songs, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. And that's like.
Khalees.
Yes.
Yes.
Is dating Bill Murray.
Bill fucking Murray.
70 something years old, 80 something, whatever he is. Is they're dating.
He's such a badass.
He brought the milkshake, evidently.
Heck yeah, he did. He is a national treasure, okay? If anything ever happens to Bill Murray, we will riot. Like, all the world will riot because Bill Murray is amazing.
He's cool as shit, yeah.
Like, I've read stuff about him, and I've heard that he just shows up at frat parties. Just shows up, and he's like, nobody's ever going to believe that I came here. So, he just hangs out. That's funny. Like, he's so amazing. And I remember, what was that movie?
Ghostbusters? Caddyshack?
No, the zombie movie. What's it called? Oh, I know what you're talking about, Woody Harrelson in it.
Yeah.
And he showed up in it dressed like a zombie. I was like, oh my God, and Woody Harrelson, this Bill fucking Murray.
And he shot him.
Yes. And they start acting out Ghostbusters and stuff. Oh my gosh. That movie, Zombieland, that's what it is. We should just be movie critics, I think.
I think so.
That would be wonderful. Okay, so.
So.
Back to the London Hammer.
That's, I used to be called the.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Discovered in Texas in 1936, the London Hammer was embedded in a limey rock concretion originated from the Cretaceous rock formation 400 million years ago.
That's like way down on the chart.
Yeah. The 6-inch long hammerhead consists of 96.6% iron and has not rusted since its discovery. The London Hammer, sometimes also called the London Artifact, is a name given to a hammer made of iron and wood that was found in London, Texas, in the United States, as I said, in 1936. Many have claimed that it is...
That being that old, that technology of a hammer wasn't invented yet.
400 million years ago?
Or man.
They didn't even have that kind of iron back then. So...
What are we dealing with?
No, they did not. In June... I keep repeating myself. Max Hahn and his wife, Emma, were on a walk when they noticed a rock with wood protruding from its core. They decided to take the oddity home and later cracked it open with a hammer and a chisel.
That's not what I heard.
What'd you hear? Because I found several different stories.
They had found it and taken it home or whatever, but then later on, a kid was playing with it and broke it. And that's when they discovered
that. I read that one, too. So, there's several different theories. So, what Troy is saying, that they ended up leaving it, like, in their attic or something, and their son came and broke it.
Needless to say.
Yeah. Either way, they found the hammer, and it is these people, Max Hahn and Emma Hahn. What they found within seemed to be an archaic hammer of sorts. Now, a team of archaeologists checked it, and as it turns out, the rock encasing the hammer was dated back more than 400 million years ago. The hammer itself turned out to be more than 500 million years old.
Explain that, science.
Additionally, a section of the handle has begun to transformation to coal. The hammer's head, made of more than 96.6% iron, is far more pure than anything found in nature or that nature could have achieved without an assist of modern technology.
And it's a hammer.
Yes. And it's a hammer. Thor's hammer.
No.
Let's see. Creationists, of course, were all over this. The hammer began to attract wider attention after it was brought by creationist Carl Baugh in 1983. Who claimed the artifact was a monumental pre-flood discovery. Baugh has used it as the basis of speculation of how the atmospheric quality of a pre-flood Earth could encourage the growth of giants. So, basically, they're saying that the Hammer statistic or the style of it is goes with the American tools manufactured in the late 1800s. It looks like a miner's hammer. So
miner, hardly knew her.
Like, how is this possible? How was this hammer dated back 500 million years ago, but they didn't have the tools to do it or the iron to do it, and those kind of hammers were only made in the late 1800s.
Uh-huh. Things that make you go,
Do you think it was a time traveler?
I don't know, honestly. There's so much shit going on right now, guys. See, we just, that's three things off the top of, like, immediately she talked about that has just now been released or talked about in the news. Like, it's something every day.
Yeah.
Like, every day there's some kind of crazy shit happening.
I was just going through all the stuff I had, and I was like, there were so many UFO videos. And then you sent me one about a glitch the other night, how people were standing outside and it was daylight, and then out of nowhere it was just like pure dark. It looked like it was about midnight.
Like someone was flipping the lights on.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, you've got these videos. Every time I say video, I'm like, video? You've got these videos of people taking pictures of the cloud, and you see people, like, shadows standing in the clouds, walking around and stuff. That's coming out, you know?
Did you see that one that I sent you where a dude took a picture of the clouds and then changed the contrast and all that stuff and kept, he, like, did a bunch of stuff. It was on his iPhone. He changed the contrast and the tint and all this stuff, and it looked like a bunch of Matrix codes in the sky.
I didn't see. I saw the one that where the clouds made a face.
No, this was weird. I sent it to you.
But yeah, there's so much stuff, and I'm just like, what is going on, y'all? And it's, you know, like I said, UFOs aren't even really a thing anymore. Like, somebody's, you know, that's, it's Tuesday. Somebody saw a UFO.
I mean, is it something where, like, the government is preparing us in case there is an alien invasion?
I don't see. I've seen things where,
see, they're even talking too about, like, the fires in Canada. You know how it reached New York and New York was, like, pretty much orange or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, people are even saying that's part of it to get people into the cities to where there's, if when the alien invasion happens, they're all closer and protected and stuff. Like, I don't know. It's just a bunch of crazy shit going on.
I've seen some things, and I've heard some things. Like, people have actually told me that what some people think is going on is the government is staging an alien invasion to get us to turn towards the government. And when I started looking it up, I found Project Bluebeam.
I've heard of Bluebeam.
Bluebeam, yes. Yeah. When they stage the second coming, and that's when the New World Order comes out, and we've got a one world government, and that's when shit starts to hit the fan. Because when I was looking for the whole conspiracy about us turning towards the government over an alien invasion, I just kept running into Project Bluebeam. So I think that's probably a story we'll have to do so we can go over all the facts on that and where that came from. But that was the gist of it, was them wanting to start the New World Order was going to rise up. The Antichrist was going to rise up. And that was pretty much when the apocalypse started, was when they staged the second coming. Mm-hmm. So
shit's scary, people.
It is scary. I mean, aliens are the least of our worries. But what was it? We were watching the new Avatar the other night, guys, and which is a wonderful movie, but it really bothered me while I was watching it, and it turns out Troy was thinking the exact same thing, because, like, the whole time I was watching it, I was like, this place is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful, and humans see it and just want to destroy. And like the whole movie, I was like, oh my gosh, they destroy everything. And I didn't say anything. And Troy goes, humans just destroy everything, don't they?
We've ruined this planet. So yeah. Now it's trying to ruin another. It's either that or they want to try to find a way to tax them.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy. I mean, the way, if y'all haven't seen it, it's a lot like the first one where, you know, humans come and destroy everything. So I'm not giving anything away. But the way they just kill things for sport and, you know, they see something they want, well, let's just destroy this whole town and these people's lives.
We're not talking about hunting or anything like
no,
that.
Not hunting, like endangered species. And, you know, let's just
destroy an entire race.
Yeah, let's destroy an entire race just so we can get a certain rock that's worth hundreds of thousands. You know, I mean, it's so gross. And I think this movie just pinpointed humans. It's just, it's very discouraging and disgusting to me. And I mean, honestly, I know it's just an Avatar movie, but it made me want to do better. I was like, God, that's just terrible. Maybe, you know, we should try something different and thrive instead of everybody walking around like zombies and being depressed all the time. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, see the good in things and not just try to gain for yourself, I guess. You know? But that's my TED Talk for you guys. Thank you for joining. Anyway, sorry, I just get off on these tangents when I feel strong about it. You know what I mean? Like, I just hate that movie. Really got to me. I was like, we're monsters. But anyway, yes, watch that movie if you have not seen it. And as I said, Project Bluebeam, let me do some more research on it, and we may do that as a story. I've definitely got to find some stuff about giants. If y'all have anything or find anything, videos, whatever, about the Nephilim or giants, send it our way. Send it to our Instagram, because I don't even check the Gmail account. So I'm sorry if y'all sent stuff there. It's not getting checked. And I definitely do not go on Twitter anymore, because people are hateful on Twitter. So we don't do that. We stay on Instagram. That's a nice safe space for us. So if you find anything, send us a message, whatever, because any help we can get on the giants and all that would be greatly appreciated. So sorry, it's kind of short tonight, guys. Those stories were pretty interesting, and I would like to know more about the dragon thing for sure. I think it's weird that people are starting to feel like, well, I don't know if y'all are, but I know I'm just not getting surprised with UFOs anymore.
Yeah.
They've taken it a step further.
Desensitized us.
They have, and they've taken it a step further now where actual creatures, beings, you know, have come out. And it got me thinking about all the different alien species that we've talked about. And I was wondering, you know, I saw a picture of like reptilians, and I was like, could it be a reptilian, you know, because they're supposedly really tall. But then we've got two different types of gray aliens. One set of gray aliens are super tall. They're like 8 feet tall. So I'm wondering if maybe that's what it was, but they were talking about the mouth being really big.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just don't see. I mean, they see the bright beam, which is recorded on the cop's body cam. And then these people were not pranking or joking or nothing. They were legitimately scared.
Yes.
And I just don't see that being fake. I mean, I don't know what they saw, but, you know, it's something. Something's going on.
Yeah, for sure. There's something going on. And if it's not aliens, the government is definitely up to something. They're going to try something soon. Also, I was in Walmart the other day, and they've got those food packs where, like, for preppers,
like,
you know?
The MREs.
Yes, like, they've got those sitting out, like, 32 days worth of food in a tiny box, and they're, like, sitting out on sale and stuff. And I'm like, does Walmart know something that nobody else knows about?
I've been seeing those online a lot, which I've almost bought quite often, actually, to be honest with you. But there's some that have like shelf life of 25 years and stuff like that. I mean, they're not bad to have in case of even like a natural emergency.
Well, I was reading also tonight while I was looking stuff up that they're having these electrical problems in space or something that could affect our...
Like the EMP stuff?
I don't know. What does that mean?
Solar flare?
The solar flare. Did you read that too? How it could mess up...
They've been talking about that, though. Electronics and cell phones and cars.
And how we could all go without internet and stuff like that. And that people probably needed to start stocking up because...
We're going back to the 80s, baby.
Well, I mean, not even... People are going to go crazy. Like...
Use your imagination to play.
I'm going to be sitting on the bed talking into my microphone that won't work. Like I'm talking to all y'all. I mean, think about...
My lotion, remember?
Yes. Like how much we use the internet. I mean, everywhere you go, people are looking down on their phones. I'm guilty. I do it all the time.
Yeah, you do.
I've got like 5 games going on my phone that I've got to get to. But also I'm constantly looking stuff up. If I hear something that I don't understand, I'm looking it up just so I get a better understanding of it. You know, conspiracy theories, all that crazy stuff. I'm constantly looking it up. What are we going to do? How are we going to get
our... I would be fine. I don't care.
Would you be fine? Yes. Like, how would we get our news and stuff like that? Because, you know, it's just... I don't know. It got me thinking, like, I think I'd be okay, but
if it was my choice, I would live on 50 acres out somewhere anyways off the grid with solar and well water and growing my own vegetables and food and all that stuff. But I just hate being around people nowadays.
Yeah.
So I think I would be perfectly fine. Plus, I hate phones. I always hated phones.
I've never been into them, but, you know, I do rely on mine. Like I said, like, I've got my games that, you know, if I get bored, I check my games. And, you know, it's terrible that we've all gotten into this, you know, state of how we are, but that's just going with the times. And a lot of people have never been without a phone.
No.
You know? So, it'll be pretty interesting. I think we'll be okay. It's just the other people that I worry about, like riots and stuff like that, you know?
I mean, honestly, if you took away cell phones, went back to manual transmissions and cursive, we could cripple an entire generation.
Y'all better be nice to us. We know cursive. We can read maps.
There's one thing I saw the other day, and it was really true, about us, I guess it's Gen Xers. We were the first and the last group of people that we got along in the analog world where we didn't have internet, cell phones, and all this other stuff, but we were also the first ones to have it. So we can go in between both. Like, it doesn't faze us if we have it or not, because we were there when it began and the first when it started, you know?
100%. Like, so... And that's probably why we're also laid back, too. We just kind of go with it because it's whatever. Like you just said, we can be with or without, you know?
Yeah, I like it.
So, like, y'all, my mama made me, like, got me with fly swatters. Your mama made you pick a switch, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
So, we're tough. We can handle it.
And it's also before... any kind of mental disorders were a thing. So if we had issues, we fucking dealt with it.
Oh,
we
my
didn't
gosh.
Have doctors or medicine to like, when I first heard about ADD, I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, I never heard of that before, and there was medicine for it all of a sudden. Like, this is a new something.
No, I remember when my mom, like, wanted to have me tested for ADD when I was younger. And my dad was like, no, she's fine. She's just lazy. Turns out I had it my whole entire life, and the medicine 100% helped. But, yeah, my whole life, my dad, he was like, nah, that's just an excuse to be lazy. Yeah. And that's how parents were. And I think, like, with our kids, I'm like, y'all aren't going to the hospital unless there's a bone sticking out, because I don't feel the need to go to the doctor on everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you sneeze, you don't need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, just wipe your nose. Put a little boogie in it.
Rub some dirt on it, walk it off.
Rub some dirt on it. You know enough. All right, you guys. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed it tonight. I'm still a little bit nervous on how it went. I enjoyed it. I enjoy getting our opinions out there. And that's just what they are. They're opinions. So if you do not agree, that is fine. Everybody has their own. We're not trying to hurt anybody's feelings.
If you don't agree with us, you're dead to me. And I don't want to ever talk to you.
Exactly. You can fuck off because it's our podcast. So there's that. But just kidding. We love you guys. We will see you guys next Sunday. Everybody drink your energy drinks and make good choices because something's coming.
Or it's already here.
Or it's already here. Mars Attacks. Watch that movie. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.